son of a bitch.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of No Time to Bleed. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Terrence.
What's up?
And special guest, Deacon.
Hey, what's up? Hat trick.
There you go. Oh,
all three of the big ones.
Yeah. This is your first No Time to Bleed, is it not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So this episode, we're back. This is our February episode. I don't remember. What was the last one we did? What was the last No Time to Bleed?
True Lies.
True Lies. That's right, for January. So February, we're back. This episode, we will be taking on the 1988... I would argue American classic. I had never seen this before, but I put this in the pantheon of No Time to Bleed films, Action Jackson.
You're welcome.
Yes, this was your choice. Starring Carl Weathers, Craig T. Nelson, Vanity, Sharon Stone, and Thomas F. Wilson.
Virtuoso of just talent.
Yes, of just mediocre talent.
Craig T. Nelson's good.
Craig T. Nelson.
Sharon Stone has been known to act.
Yeah. She's a genius, by the way. Do you know that?
She's a what?
She's a genius.
What? Like legit? Like,
yeah, legit. In real life, she is.
Wow.
She's like a incredibly high IQ. Craig T. Nelson, a lot of people don't know this. Craig T. Nelson really had a string of just playing pieces of shit for a long time. I think it was more surprising that he played coach at one point.
Yeah. Even as coach.
Was a little bit of a dick.
He was an asshole in that show.
Yeah, he had a number of movies. I was like, I don't like this guy. But yeah, he was Craig T. Nelson was he was fucking out there for a long time. But yeah, this is our review, our No Time to Bleed episode for Action Jackson, directed by Craig R. Baxley. This was his directorial debut. Do you guys know anything about him?
No. What you got?
Craig Baxley.
So, Craig Baxley was a stunt performer. That's what he did in his career. And then he became a stunt coordinator and then a second unit director on Dukes of Hazzard, on A-Team. He was a stunt coordinator on The Warriors.
That movie?
He was also the stunt coordinator on a little-known movie, Predator.
So he went from Predator to, like, I think I could do this directing thing.
And you know what? I think he kind of did.
Yeah.
I think he kind of did. He also, so this was his debut. Now, listen to his other feature films.
Oh, Lord.
Because they took a little bit of a slide.
I'm looking. Go ahead. Read them off.
Action Jackson. Mm-hmm. I Come in Peace.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Oh, that's not a good one.
And You Go in Pieces.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, oh, it was so 80s,
with Dolph Lundgren. That's not a good movie. Stone Cold. I don't know if you remember that movie.
I was going to suggest that one too, but I was like, no, I'm going to do Action Jackson. Yeah,
Stone Cold is a pretty wild movie. That one was starring one Brian Bosworth.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that movie is critically one of the worst films I've ever seen.
Wait, but if you look at it, Action Jackson, I Come in Peace, Stone Cold. You see?
It all makes sense. Yeah. It all makes sense. It ain't too crazy. He hit one, and then Sniper 2, which I've never seen. But then he did some other like thrillers. He did some Stephen King movies and stuff like that. So, yeah, but this is easily of his feature films. This is easily the best, and you can take that for whatever that's worth. So, yeah. Look, I hadn't seen this movie. I found it to be just lovely. Just a lovely experience.
Oh,
I really did. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It feels more like the 80s as a culmination of one, like, as an action 80s film, mm-hmm. more than almost any other film that we've done, besides maybe Commando. It's an impossible man movie, or impossible white man movie, as Rod from The Black Guy Who Tips says. He just happens to be black in this. Yeah, it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. None of it makes any sense.
Yeah, I'm like, am I? Did I? Like, I know. Again, I was tired when I was watching this, but I'm like, am I missing something?
No,
they were tired when they wrote this shit.
Yeah, like,
what did I miss?
So I'm just gonna give it my score, and I'm gonna pass it to you guys. I'm gonna give it 100. Yeah, of course that guy is in this movie. Out of 5. Because that's what I said to myself the entire time I was watching this. All right, Deacon, this is your movie.
I would give it 5 front somersaults over a moving car out of 5.
That nigga's way too big to be that agile. Knock it off. I was like, this is what we're doing? Okay.
You're a kung fu master now,
too. It hits on all the 80s cylinders, man. Not a beat is missed. Wait, no. One beat is missed. We get a little bit of it, but not much. We don't have the angry cat, police cat.
Yeah, it's Bill Duke.
Yeah.
He's too smooth for that.
Yeah. We don't have angry police cat. We missed out on that one.
He never yells, but yeah. I feel his anger, though. Like, I feel it. Because when it was like, oh, the sergeant's Bill Duke, I was like, of course it's Bill Duke. Of course it is. Like, well, who else would it be?
Like, Jackson.
God damn it. It's like the angry sergeant from, was it Last Action Hero? Just screaming, breaking doors and shit. Terrence.
Oh, my God. Yo, this movie was ridiculous. I had actually never seen the entire thing. I always saw, like, clips of it. Yeah, this is about as 80s as you can possibly get.
Did it turn you out?
No. No. Look, this movie's not good.
Like, no.
Just not even remotely good. But it's fun. I'm going to give it 5 hottest hot rods riding up a fucking staircase. That's out of 5.
It's not a thing.
That's not how things work.
It's not a thing.
But whatever.
I've never seen a hallway that big in my life.
How?
He was just like,
how did you make turns in a hallway? Upstairs. That's fine.
He's lolling and shit like
that. Sure, that house is huge. Even mansions don't have hallways that large.
The staircase is only but so big. It's not hot rod sized.
It's not car sized.
And that shit was not for Steve. I don't know what was going on.
Whew, yeah. Man. There is so much in this movie.
Haley. That's the name of the car.
Hotter.
It was like a Ferrari, but like.
Hottest.
What the fuck is
it? It's a Ferrari, but affordable.
Yeah. For $40,000.
Nonsense.
Oh, that commercial. Nah, we'll get to it.
Absolutely. Like get to that it. Meme in the fucking pastor.
Which one? Oh, then he becomes a jet. Yeah.
That's pretty much that's what happened to the car. It just took off. Like, all right. Cool.
Fucking Turbo Team.
Like, what are we doing here? So the movie starts out in I would argue one of the most insane openings of all time.
I didn't get it. I didn't understand it.
I don't think you're meant to.
Like,
they at one point it's like two people in an office. It's like a boss and a secretary of some sort.
Yeah, he's about to give her a massage or whatever.
He's being crazy inappropriate.
He's like
best Joe Biden.
Yeah, he's like, she's like, oh, I don't know what else you're gonna do. He's like, I've got an idea. He's like, wait, what? All right. And so he's trying to make something happen, and then they like turn on the TV. Which looks like a scene out of a Rocky movie, which I found to be just bizarre. It looked like Apollo Creed fighting Rocky.
I tried to look to see if it was. Like, nah, it ain't.
It's not. Yeah, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. You know, just keep it all in the same universe. That's fine. And then these guys literally, we see a helicopter pull up to this building. Hmm. And these guys just rappel in from the roof, we assume being dropped off by the helicopter, rappel in from the roof, and they just kick through the glass and just kill this woman.
They knocked the shit out of her, too.
I thought they kicked her out the building.
That's what I thought.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he punched the shit out.
Oh, no. She just kicked her.
No. That death was fine compared to what happens to this fucking guy. These ninjas show up. One guy's got a butterfly knife, a la Micah's favorite thing, whips it out, throws it, and impales this guy in the hand.
That scream was ridiculous, too.
Well, and they also just disappear.
Yeah. I was like, nigga, what?
They bust through the glass, and this dude's like, where did they go?
Yeah, they just disappear, and all of a sudden, the fucking desk starts moving. I'm like,
I thought Gremlins was in this.
I was like, is this some kind of fucking horror movie bullshit? What is going on?
Yeah, right. I was thoroughly confused and laughing.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, I didn't get the whole appear, disappear. Look, just do what the fuck you came to do and go home.
Yeah, like, these guys are really weird, because they're like the henchmen for the boss.
Yeah.
But it almost seems like the way they show up, that they would be the boss, right? Like the guy with the gun would be the boss, but he's not.
Yeah.
He's just like the really badass henchman that's barely in the movie. So they get the guy next to the window, and he's like, "Whoa, oh guys, yeah, these guys seem like they're reasonable, and you can work with them."
Just like goddamn,
right? I'd be like, "No, fuck that. I'm not gonna try to reason with them." And they just fire some sort of grenade launcher.
We would be remiss if we didn't like comment on the fact that he pulls out a gun that apparently shoots 50 caliber bullets.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
Because them shits was blowing holes in every. I'm like, yo, that's like a sniper bullet coming out of a fucking pistol, like a Beretta. Like, yeah. No, that's not how bullets work.
I'm just very confused. They also, the bad guys look like, this looks like the worst hair metal band music album.
Yeah, I looked up like, yo, Def Leppard in this?
Right.
Like, what's going on? It's like,
just flowing locks, right? And so they fire their grenade launcher of sorts and hit this guy. This is Whitesnake. They should have played Here I Go Again.
Right.
As they shot this guy through the window, which lights his body on fire.
Because, of course, it does, man.
Of course. This is a pretty gruesome death where you see his body on fire falling out the window, which, by the way, is a good effect. Yeah. And, like, it's not bad. But the effect in and of itself is terrible because it is clearly a dummy that they have thrown off the roof of this building.
Only halfway through.
No, one part of it is a dummy, but then once the camera cuts.
It's definitely
fire.
A guy, yeah.
And I'm like, yo, that's a wild stunt. It's to be on fire, falling like 30 feet. Yeah. And so I'm assuming it was like an airbag.
That's one thing I miss about 80s movies like this. I miss seeing people fall to their deaths.
Yeah, because those stuntmen weren't fucking
around. Just throw motherfuckers out. Like, at any given moment, somebody's going to be thrown off a roof or off a bridge.
Which is funny because I think more stunt people die or get horrible accidents now because the stunts are more dangerous. But yeah, they were just tossing niggas off roofs. They didn't give a fuck. Like, you gonna be alright for this. Like, so that's a little crazy. Then I think the one of the more unrealistic parts of this movie happens, which is they show Detroit as a place that people want to live.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can tell this is 1988 because Detroit don't look nothing like that.
All
now.
Those factories are closed down.
It's still called Detroit.
Yeah. Niggas wanted to move there. They're like, oh, look, the Chrysler building. I'm like, that shit is empty now. Detroit is gone.
These damn introduction. Why do you think Carl Weathers didn't make it as a bigger action star than what he was? Because all the elements are here.
That's a good question. I think I want to say racism. Like I want to say that
Rocky.
Yeah,
like there's no reason he should have
as a solo action star. Like once he had Rocky, Predator, even this, like. Listen, all the elements was there because you had like Schwarzenegger was out there, Stallone was out there, then Van Damme came and then Seagal. So it's not like they were looking for dudes with acting chops. They weren't looking for Wesley Snipes.
You're right. No.
Yeah, they weren't looking for Wesley Snipes that could actually act and still do the physicality. So I'm like,
I want to say racism, you know?
Yeah. Because like, Wayne was there. It was no other black dudes like there that like
at yo, the level he should have had a lane
ran with.
Yo, like this is 1988. Yo, I'm 8 years old. Nigga, I used to watch every Stallone, Schwarzenegger movie. Yo, if you told me that there was a black Stallone or a black Arnold, and he just had a lane of movies, yo, I'd have been there for them.
Right.
Get out of here. Like, I can't help but assume it's racism.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, well, he wasn't jacked enough. Have you seen this fucking movie? He's fucking huge. And he's just as good of an actor. He's a better actor than Arnold Schwarzenegger is.
Yes, that is
like,
true.
Sorry, he is.
He can talk.
Yeah, he can actually recite words. I mean, even in this movie, they go about him as an action star far different than Schwarzenegger or Stallone. He has a Harvard Law degree.
Right. He's like, I don't know why the fuck you'd want to become a cop.
Right. Like, you're smart. What are you doing here? He's like, yo, I bench a lot. And I just like the punch. So I was like, all right, you in it. So, yeah, I would have to say just fucking good old-fashioned racism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is a shame because Carl Weathers has, like, as his career has, as he's gotten older, like, you've noticed, like, him doing, like, Arrested Development.
Right.
And now on The Mandalorian. Like, he had long years that he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, anything major.
He's coveted now. Like, people
but people
seek him
really
out.
Like him. And he's actually really good. I thought he was good on The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
I actually really enjoyed him. So, just racism. I would love to ask him that. Like
what the hell happened?
What the fuck happened, you know? Like, you should have been a huge star. You should have been. What's weird is, like, Bill Duke got more work than him.
Yeah, he started directing, didn't he?
Yeah. No, he's actually a pretty good director. Yeah, he's got what is it?
He directed a couple movies we've done.
Yeah, but he also did those two documentaries, like Dark Girls and Light Girls or whatever. They were like two different documentaries about, you know, skin tone in the black community. But yeah, I mean, he didn't. Yeah, I'm looking at his filmography. Like, he did Action Jackson. Like, okay, so he did. Damn, Action Jackson was after Rocky IV. Jesus Christ.
That's all right.
Yeah, so he had done really Rocky in 76, Rocky II in 79, Rocky III 82, Rocky IV 85, Predator 87, then Action Jackson. And then he did Hurricane Smith, which I've never heard of. He didn't have anything.
I forgot about Hurricane Smith. They were still trying to follow with like the Action Jackson. All right, it's the next one. Hurricane Smith. Like, yeah, no.
Oh, I've seen this cover. This doesn't look good at all.
Yeah.
This was an Australian action film too. Oof. I don't like that. Please tell me this was not actually in Australia, because that would not be good. Wow, he travels to Australia on a quest to rescue. You know what? Hmm? Nope. Maybe later. But then he didn't do anything for 4 years and did Happy Gilmore. And then he did Little Nicky, which he played the same character. Then he was in 8 Crazy Nights. And then, like,
he just did a whole bunch of fucking Adam Sandler shit.
Right. And then he didn't really come back until, like, 2019. Yeah. Those were for movies. Like, television. He was on Law and Order, Magnum P.I., the new Magnum P.I., Pinky Malinky, like, you know, ER, Psych. But, like, he just had, like, little bit roles. I guess he had a recurring role in 2 episodes of The Shield. Like, that's kind of fucked up.
In the Heat of the Night, he had a little run.
Yeah, he was in 28 episodes.
Yeah.
He was a police chief. I didn't know that. So, yeah, I mean, just, but as far as a
the career could have had.
Yeah, he should have been a bigger action star. That's actually a real shame. But that's what racism looks like.
He was in that episode of Good Time.
This beat my time.
When JJ was painting a woman.
Yeah.
And she was doing a painting for his birthday or whatever, or Valentine's Day or something. And like, he breaks in it's Carl Weathers. He thinks that she's sleeping with fucking JJ. No. But she's like, I did it for you, baby.
He said, this beats my time. Like, word.
Oh, baby, this is out of sight.
I love Carl Weathers, man. He's just like one of those guys, like, anytime he shows up in something, I'm like, oh, yeah. It's Carl Weathers. Like, I like that. I like seeing that guy.
And he's been good on Mandalorian, too. So, yeah.
That's just
like him and James about to get into it.
Yeah, because like
Jay, look, you bust up at Jay's house.
Knock your ass the fuck out.
Yeah, that like look,
you call Weathers or not.
Yeah, you be Action Jackson all you want. James Evans was a hard hitting nigga from back in the day.
James about to fuck up that one with the banker dude that wouldn't pay JJ for painting the wall. Like, nah, you don't pay my son bougie. Like, oh shit.
That show's so good.
All right, we got off track.
So we get back to the fantasy part of Detroit being the place people live. And we see this young black guy, and he's looking at this white woman who, look, yo, what kind of white woman is this? In 1980, you could just count $100 bills.
Counting hundreds.
She's a stripper. She's got all of
them. Yo, well, I don't even believe white women were this stupid in 1988. That's insane. She's just like, let me get 400, my bankroll, 500. Yeah, she's just straight counting hundreds. And hundreds
Leon,
and 20s. And
fucking Leon from Fame over here. Leroy from Fame over here scheming and shit.
Yeah, he's like, ooh, he's smiling. He's like, I'm going to rob this bitch. And it's funny. You know, it's actually a pretty funny scene because the white cop walks up to him like, hey, buddy. Like, you know what? I'm good. I'm real good. He's like, don't make me stop and frisk your ass. And he's like, yeah, get the fuck off the train.
Really stop.
So he was like, damn, I guess I had to rob somebody else. And then we see fucking Biff from Back to the Future and his partner.
Is that him?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, I was like, who the fuck is
Biff
this
Tannen?
That's Biff Tannen. Yeah,
wow.
And so their two cops are on the beat and they're driving around and they see this young kid from the train as he's just looking at every woman with a purse.
They were like, I'm surprised they don't have a shirt that just says, I steal shit.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great line. That's a great line. And then, look,
Go ahead.
No. So, all right. Okay. You know,
I was like, huh? Like, I'm confused.
Okay.
But I'm gonna go ahead and leave it alone because whatever.
Okay. I don't know if it was an artistic choice.
Well, like you said, look at every woman with a purse. I'm like,
okay. Wait a minute. I don't know if it was an artistic choice for what happens later, or like, were they trying to present it as like, no, this is a woman.
I don't know.
I don't think they were. Nah.
I have no idea.
I think they thought it was getting away with this bullshit.
There's like that commercial where that woman is standing with Michael Jordan like, oh, I'm going to teach you how to dunk. And it's like, yo, that's a whole ass nigga.
Devil or razzle dazzle.
Like, yo, she got a jerry curl and a mustache.
And like, I rewinded it back like, well, okay, well, maybe it's just like, you know, a woman. It's like she has some strong features.
Dude, man.
Let me go back again.
This is a straight up man in a dress. But yeah. I don't know if it's supposed to be a trans woman. But I don't imagine in 1988 they're that. No, that's progressive.
Right. So that's what I thought for a minute.
So I don't know. I don't know. And I'm not trying to make fun. It was just
the last dragon. Remember the
right.
Right. The
yeah,
the
face, baby.
Yeah. They were trans woman. Hey.
Right. In the theater. So
I don't know.
I was confused. Right, that's all I got to say. I was like.
Because she looks just like this nigga I work with. Yeah.
Oh, Samoa Joe and shit.
Yo, I work with this like big Cuban dude.
Yeah.
Yo, he looks just like that. If that was him, if he told me yo, I used to be an actor, I'd be like, nigga, I know the movie you was in.
All right, so wait.
He looks just like this.
So here was my science at first. I was like, all right, like, I was like, you guys, like, all right, well, maybe it's probably, you know, a trans person. All right, cool, whatever. But when he snatches the purse and he starts beating him.
Right, the audio is clearly a woman.
Like, yeah, like, yeah, nah. They thought they was getting away with this bullshit. Like, look, we're going to put you in a wig because we want the stunt to be safe.
So, right, and we want somebody that's like a big woman. Like,
you got a 5 o'clock shadow.
Right.
As I'm looking at the freeze frame, and I'm like, that, again, if we're wrong,
nigga,
I'm
this.
Sorry.
Yo.
No, exactly.
Come on, yo. That's a dude.
Hold on. You know what?
That's a whole I gotta dude. See Somebody's something. Had to ask this question.
I gotta see something.
What, to pull the actor
I'm
up?
Going to the credits. Because I, look.
I cannot imagine.
I'm going to the credits just to see. I mean, y'all can continue. I'm just going to go. All right,
so while you're doing that, real quickly before this conundrum.
Big lady with Perth, Alonzo Brown.
Exactly.
That's the nigga. Exactly.
I'm just saying, I just found it to be odd. Yeah.
Yo, Lonzo. Yo,
that was so weird. Who's Alonzo Brown?
Oh, man. Alonzo Brown, actor.
What you got?
Yo, he was in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in 1974. Did they have a picture of this dude?
He fucking got a nomination and shit.
He was in Fright Night, Police Academy.
He's in Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Yeah, yo, he's got a pretty decent filmography. He just did stunts on that.
No. Oh, wait, so all right. So
yeah, and he's marked as doing stunts in Action Jackson. So it's meant to be a woman, just... That Whoa. Is clearly a nigga. Like a whole nigga in that.
That's no fucks.
I was just like, wait.
Like, so how are we going to shoot this? We're going to shoot this from the back.
Nah, yo. Right up front. 5 o'clock shadow and all
this
that.
Is him.
But it's like, even before, like, Alonzo comes on the screen.
Nigga, I was cracking
at
up.
At 6'12".
I was so confused.
The fucking just random ass heroin addict coming down from his high.
Yeah, this is him.
Yeah, that's him.
That's him.
That's him.
I was like, what?
Alonzo
that
Brown.
Was so fucking weird.
Alonzo Brown is not trans, yo.
No. No.
He high as shit. I don't think he was an actor.
No, that's just a Detroit
that was
nigga.
So weird.
Yeah. That's so funny. All three of us were like,
like
well.
Like, you can't help it.
I was like, wait a minute.
What?
Why? Okay, you know what?
Fuck it. They're not even trying.
Nah, yo. It's so funny because when he walks by him or he walks by, he smiles at the camera like nigga, I know this is ridiculous. I steal shit.
Oh,
so yeah, so this thief was like, yo, I'm about to steal this purse. from this woman.
I can't stop laughing.
Yo, what the fuck?
And so, I don't know. And Alonzo proceeds to beat the brakes off this dude with her purse.
He got fucking nylons filled up with his
calves. Right.
Like, I guess they were supposed to be trans.
No, I don't think it's supposed to be trans.
I don't think that voice dub
is clearly a woman.
It's clearly a woman. Yeah.
You taking my shit?
That's what I'm saying. It's a trans woman.
Yeah.
I don't know,
but whatever. That shit was wild.
Not the face, baby. Yeah.
And even if you're a thief, you can see that's a man. So that might not be the mark you want to make. That's a big burly motherfucker, man. It's like Bruce Smith.
She still got the strength to fucking clothesline your ass over a fucking car. Like, get out of here. So the cops easily arrest him. They, of course, let this woman hit him with the purse as many times as she wanted to until he got tired. They take him back to the police station, and they're telling the story history of Action Jackson. They're like
the legend.
They like they don't even give this dude a gun. Like, they're probably cleaning out his cage right now. He's crazy, and this guy's like buying it hook, line, and sinker. And he's just like, oh, he's like freaking out. And then there's these two prostitutes, or there's a prostitute that's being arrested, and they're like, the black cop's like, hey, how much do you charge for a hand job? He's like, my partner has a sprained wrist. And she goes, maybe you'd like to try a foot job instead. And the guy's like, ooh. And Biff is like, yeah, how much is that? And she was like, for you, it's free. And then straight kicks this dude straight in the balls.
This movie is just...
That's the one thing about 80, like 80s movies.
Oh, she got right up in there too.
The police department was never short on random hookers. Just
they picking them up regardless of what time of day it was. 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
The police station full of hookers all the time,
sitting on the desk and shit.
Yeah,
what's up, Charlie? How you been? How's your daughter's back?
Right, like they have like the mad comfortable relationship with every cop, like. Y'all committing crimes out here. And they're like, yeah, I know, but... Like,
I know, but when you guys are off, you go see us.
Right, so... like, you know. I know the AIDS epidemic is hit, but I'm just saying, though.
And nobody can catch this motherfucker. Go ahead.
Jesus. Yeah, this dude doing, like, Jukem Jamie type shit through a police station. And so he's run... Like, the second all the commotion happens after that woman kicks the cop in the dick... or in the balls. Like she caught him right in the balls.
Yeah, like that was just so random. Like,
she was like,
thrown in jail.
Wow. She got all that shit. She got the taint.
Yeah, she was like, look, I'm going to be here next week anyway. Like, that's not right. I'm down on the corner sucking dick for a nickel anyway. That's cool. So she, in all the commotion of that cop getting kicked in the balls, the thief jumps on the table and runs and makes a mad dash, and all the cops are trying to grab him. They can't grab him, and he smashes into a desk, knocking over a cup of coffee. And he looks up at the nameplate, and it says Sergeant Jackson.
Wait, don't forget that's when you cue the saxophone.
Like, oh shit. And he looks up, and it's Carl Weathers as Sergeant Jericho Jackson.
I ain't gonna lie. I was like, yo, that Jay's nah, he still ain't gonna tell me.
No, that is not. No, Jericho was
Jericho
not the name I was.
Action Jackson.
You know what? Yeah, so that was my action was my nickname in high school. That's true, because I got none. Like how you call it, like a big guy, tiny, kind of like that. It's kind of like that. So every time that thief sees Jackson, he literally just passes out because he's so straight.
Mellow out.
And he was just like, oh shit. So Jackson ends up in his boss's office. Yo, I thought at first his boss's name was Captain Armbuster. Yeah, I was like, yo, what kind of name is it? It was, what was it?
Armbruster.
Armbruster, right.
Close enough.
Just
shit.
A B. I'm like, who made this name up?
Armbruster. And of course, played by the wonderful Bill Duke.
Wait, what year was this movie again?
88.
So, 90s is 2 years. Yeah, I'm pretty certain 88. Niggas had haircuts back then, right?
Yeah, niggas had haircuts in
1988. Right. Niggas were getting shape ups, right?
No, not these niggas. Although Carl Weathers has a tight ass fade. Yo,
that shit is not tight.
That's tight for the '80s. Yo, Dominican niggas ain't exist. They didn't. Dominicans wasn't cutting everybody's hair but their own.
Yeah, like damn, bro. I was like, play it in a little bit. Shit.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. Demetrius does cosplay. Yo, grow a mustache. Yo, get this haircut. Yo, you would look a lot like this dude.
He would.
You got to darken your skin, though. You got to do a little black face.
Yeah. Oh, little black face. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Let's ruin his career right now.
Fuck his whole shit up. I thought shoe polish was cool because I'm already black. You wasn't black enough. What is the level of smoke machines that were used in this movie, you think? Because it's just hazy. No, I'm looking at a 1080p rented version. And it is still not clear.
Did they do something with the cameras back then?
I think they just blew cigar smoke into them the whole fucking time.
Like, all of these movies have that similar
thing to them.
And it's really weird. I don't understand.
Maybe the department was under construction.
Come across as like it was hot
because it always seems hot.
It's really hot. Like then when the nigga was about to steal a purse, like he was sweating. It's Detroit. How hot does it get in Detroit?
It's the same amount of temperature. It's the same temperature it was in Predator 2 in L.A. It's 197 degrees.
Detroit, New Mexico. This don't make sense.
Why is it so hot here?
If you do those though, like movies like this back then,
it's always hot.
Yeah. It's always fucking hot
as fuck.
I'm like, just tape it in Miami. You know, they're like, nah, yo. And it's like New York. Like, yo, there's no reason for it to be that hot.
Like, can we do like a nice little 70, 75 degrees?
Nah. Crank the heat up in every fucking building. Shit, you know what? Outside, put a heat lamp on this nigga. It's all hot and everybody's wearing long sleeve. A fucking double-breasted suit.
And sweating that bitch out usually.
Yeah, it's crazy. So the sergeant's like, look, I took your lieutenant stripes because you were out there wiling as Action Jackson. He was like, I want you to go and I want you to go down to this meeting with your old rival. What's this guy's name?
Delaplane.
Yeah, Delaplane.
Peter Delaplane,
played by Peter Delaplane, played by Craig T. Nelson.
Armbruster Delaplane. Yo, what kid came up with these fucking names? Jericho Jackson. All right, cool.
It's fine. These names, they're out there. They're absolutely out there. So. He's like, look, the last time you messed with Delaplane, you damn near tore his son's arm off. And he was like, yo, he gave one of the coldest fucking responses. He was like,
he had a spare.
I was god damn. That's a solid 80s response.
You ain't lying.
That shit was
funny. He was like, so?
You're right, a spare? Wait, and then like the camera made a point to like the zoom right.
To pull in.
He had a spare. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that's a cold line. He's like, I want you to go there and represent the police force and not act like a nigga. And he was like, can't do that. Look at Demetrius all mad and shit. I swear to God, yo, just get that same haircut and grow that mustache, and you got it. Like, except the only thing is people be like, yo, who are you supposed to be? Like, it's an obscure 80s action movie starring a black man who, because of racism, was blackballed out of Hollywood.
Right. Watch this flip.
Like, you got to give out copies of the DVD and shit. Like, watch this and then look at a picture of me. This is me, right? So he's like, I need you to go down to Delaplane's, the Detroit Businessman of the Year ceremony and check out what Delaplane is up to. Even though you think that he's innocent. I'm like, then why am I going? I'm a cop. What the fuck? And again, the smoke machines are in heavy rotation in this scene, as they are throughout the movie. And Craig T. Nelson is there. He's being honored as the Detroit businessman. I'm just going to assume that he's a Donald Trump-esque person, right? Because he's like...
More or less.
But Craig T. Nelson's character doesn't make any sense. He's some sort of crime boss of sorts. He's also a businessman. He's white, but is an expert at, like, kung fu. Nigga, what? What?
No, well, you know what? Delaplane. Don't even think Trump. Think DeLorean.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
No Call Connection. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes it. You know what? That makes a lot of sense, actually. Action Jackson, or excuse me, Jericho Jackson, is standing in the back, and she's like, oh, you can't even, Sharon Stone walks up. She's,
looking good.
Again, I was like, Sharon Stone's in this. Of course she's in this movie. I was like, is she going to get naked? Because that's kind of a Sharon Stone-ism.
That's what she, yes.
She didn't.
She does, no. She gets shot in the chest.
Yeah, yeah, honestly. Jesus Christ.
But it's funny, if you look at the, I guess like the posters later, like I guess the resale posters for this movie later.
Her face is prominently
now, because before it was just like vanity and fucking cold weather. Now it's like, oh, Sharon Stone, like she's not even in that. She
got shot.
She's not in there that much for this shit.
No. Yeah, why don't you put Greg T. Nelson on the fucking cover? Like, nigga, I'm in the movie. Like, nah, fuck you, coach. Get out of here.
Try to move some units.
Yeah, with Sharon. I mean, have you seen Sharon Stone's pussy in that other movie? Right. We're trying to make money.
Right. It ain't in this movie, but
if you think about it, technically it is, right? So she comes up to him and she's like, yeah, this is the worst place to stand if you want to hear what he's saying. And Carl Weathers is like, nah, that's why I'm standing. And she's like, well, maybe I can make you change your mind. And then you find out that that's actually DePlane's wife. And when she walked away, you know, she had like a whole backless dress. I was like, okay, I see you out there. She was good looking. She was hot, 80s level hot. Nice body. She's dressed like a buffoon, but whatever.
Get the back out, baby.
Whole back out. And it was so funny because Carl Weathers was like, I get it. Like he said, I would fuck DePlane's wife. Basically, was the look he gave it. At this point, Action Jackson is talking to who I can only assume is Stan Lee. and they're having a whole conversation.
Action, what you doing here?
Excelsior. And it was funny because he's like, what do you think of our man of the year? And yo, he was like, yo, I think he's a greedy, conceited, two-faced, backstabbing asshole. And the guy was like, You're right. Like, goddamn. Everybody hates this dude. So it was like they were having like a real intellectual conversation, thus proving like he wasn't just a meathead.
Right.
Which I thought, I was like, for this like black action star, I was like, all right, that's cool. So Patrice DePlane, played by Sharon Stone, brings up her husband, Paul DePlane. And they were like, oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, I know. Sergeant Jackson said, you're not Lieutenant Jackson anymore. He's like, wasn't your nickname something like excitement or enthusiasm?
Yeah, funny as shit. Punched him in the throat just on the strength of
that
shit.
He was like, it was action, nigga. Action. It's like I give to your wife.
Hold on a second real quick.
Also, Carl Weathers is mad short. Because, like, he's standing right next to
Greg T. Nelson's not exactly tall.
No, you're but
not exactly short.
But Sharon Stone is Carl Weathers' height. How tall is she?
Wait, so I pulled up a picture of, what's his name? The DeLorean? John DeLorean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a little bit shorter.
Wait, where'd that shit go? Fuck, just lost it. Yeah, it's not that far off from the look.
Yeah. The
yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
Excuse me, yeah.
So who was the black super cop who took down John DeLorean? That's what I want to know.
Saying Craig T. Nelson is 6'4"?
No.
I knew he was a pretty tall dude, but 6'4"? But then again, you can't really trust the internet.
No. So we cut to a boat with a bunch of people who I guess are like, they're AWA folks. That's like a union, right? It's like a Jimmy Hoffa story kind of.
Like, what's AWA? Like Auto Workers of America or something like that?
Yeah,
that's probably it. It's like the biggest union in the country.
Fucking gang.
Or
shit.
Was.
Or was, yeah. Bernie Sanders was right. So at this point, like, these guys are standing out there, and then one guy's like, oh, shit. And he's like, oh, did you need some Tums?
Nigga,
and
yeah, arrow. He looked
down, and this nigga got shot in the back with a fucking arrow. You know, like, what kind of hard target ass nonsense is this? And he's like, oh, shit. And his buddy's like, yo, you all right, bro? He's like, oh, damn. And then, like, butterfly knife guy comes out.
Chest.
Right in the heart, yo. Like, that's not even the last time he hit somebody in the heart with a butterfly knife, yo.
I wonder how many he got. He let that one go.
Yeah, oh, this nigga just got, he just he got went, a whole. He went
right over the goddamn rail like, shit, that's my good one.
That's the only butterfly knife I brought. Like, damn. He's just got a quiver of them. Like, That's just his thing. So they're like, oh shit, there might be somebody on the boat. And these like these little ninja niggas just start popping up, jumping out of the boat that they were on. The one dude just literally jumps. I'm like, yo, how high is that, or how low is that boat?
I thought it was Captain America, man. Shit.
Yeah, it's the scene from fucking Winter Soldier, yo. If they take, if they, again, yo, if I saw a dude, one of my friends who shot with an arrow, yo, I'm just going right back inside, yo. Like, this is, you can't trust nothing outside at that point. And just as he does that, one of the guys from Whitesnake comes down, fucks his shit up, and breaks his neck. Which seemed really unfortunate. And then the guy who's on the phone, the main AWA worker, he walks outside and he's like, what the hell's going on? And then another guy comes in and handcuffs him. And I'm like, that's weird. Oh, he handcuffs a briefcase. And I was like, nigga, that can't be a bomb. Yo, don't do that. Is. And then this guy opens the briefcase. He's like, after getting punched in the face, he's like, huh, oh, what the fuck is this? And it's like, oh, it's a bomb with 9 seconds left, which seems like a short amount of time.
Yeah, you set that fuse. Like, you didn't give yourself a buffer period.
To hell, get the 30 seconds, yo. And the guy's like, oh. Like,
this is going to work.
Wait, here's my issue.
Punch. Right. Yo, he didn't like punch. And then was like, all right, you're down. Let me set it.
Right. That nigga had it set for like 20 seconds.
Wait, here's my issue. With this kill and the opening kill. They're so stealthy. They're doing all this quiet shit. But they do the most loud shit ever.
Yeah, an explosion.
Yeah, look.
And hit
pick one.
Yo, they blow
the motherfucker up or just go sneak on the boat.
Kill everybody.
Slice the throat. Get the fuck off. Like,
nah, like they got to sneak on. But then when it's time for the boss, they're like, yo, blow up a yacht. No one will notice. In a harbor?
Question.
What?
How the fuck did they get so far away from the boat?
It's 6 seconds?
Again, yo.
9 seconds.
Nine seconds. Excuse me. Like, they put a 15-second timer on that, yo. He put 15 seconds, and then it was like, let me wait. Like, the guy opened the door.
Right.
Like, he opened the door. How do you know how many seconds you needed,
that
yo?
That shit blew up. The motherfuckers was docking the goddamn raft.
It was like a half a mile away.
They were like, deuces. Boom. Like, all right.
Fucking.
No time to bleed. No sense of time. So we see Action Jackson. He pulls up to his apartment in his 68 Impala, I think. And because this is a big reunion of all the 80s movies, we had Carl Weathers, we have Bill Duke, now we have the
Argyle
from the fucking Die Hard, right? Everybody's in this movie. By the way, Bill Duke and Carl Weathers, not the last actor from Predator in this movie.
Yep.
I was like, yo, is that? Oh, you know what? Of course he's in this movie. So Argyle, who obviously is going to take this car to Nakatomi Plaza, he drives his car and he parks it.
No, he went from Nakatomi Plaza to become a fucking valet in Detroit.
Like, well, it's just as hot in L.A. as it is in Detroit,
apparently.
So he was like, yeah, I'm not really missing the weather in L.A., right. And there's terrorists there. Maybe I'll go work for a black man. Maybe it'll be safer. Oh, sounds like the wrong answer, Argyle.
This movie's in October in Detroit.
it's still 97 degrees.
You're driving the top down. Like,
yo, that is not Detroit weather. I find it weird that Carl Weathers is just like a hard-hitting nigga, but like he has a parrot. Like he's just like he's like, I'm still a lover of animals. Like
it's like Beretta and shit.
This felt like in a lot of ways like Cobra,
right?
To me, like I was like, I had to look it up. I was like, yo, is this the same director from Cobra? Like, yo, it feels a little insane.
That commercial,
hotter, hotter,
hot, hotter, hottest. The bitch takes off.
I was like, what?
You nailed it, yo. It is exactly that gift.
Even for an 80s commercial? Nah, yo, that shit's out of order, man.
Yeah. I was like,
I don't buy no goddamn off that bullshit.
Doesn't make any sense.
He's got his fucking bookcase full of Encyclopedia Britannica.
Man. Well, he's smart.
Like, he's a lawyer, so, you know.
That used to be the shit growing up, though.
I had World Book. I don't know what my parents paid, but, yo, I know the World Book person came to our house like 3 times, you know, setting up a payment plan. And then, like, yo, those books are immediately outdated. Yo. Like, the second they print them, they're wrong.
What the fuck is that? Does World Book Encyclopedia
still get in the background?
Yeah, almost get the fuck out of me.
With the like, statue we got?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're probably yo, like three times. Yo. Like, yo, what the fuck is that? Is that a woman sitting in the corner? He's got like this weird statue at the front of his fucking, at the front door of his apartment.
But I just noticed that shit. Yeah, yo, let's just get the fuck out of me for a minute.
Nigga, they still sell World Book Encyclopedia.
Yeah.
Nigga, they still sell World Book Encyclopedia. Like,
wow.
Printable books. Is $800.
Shut up.
Along with 17,000 articles and useful advice about studying report writing for elementary through. Yo, there's the internet, yo. Like, what are you talking
you don't
about?
Need that.
Maybe the Amish buying this shit, like Quakers and shit.
Yeah, you just buy it and you're like, that's all the knowledge you'll ever
there
need.
There you go.
They're like, should we look on the... You're not allowed to look at the internet. Right. How did you find out you're not allowed to look at the internet? How do you know about it?
Originally published in 1917.
Yeah, wow. That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, if you're still buying encyclopedias for your kids, you know, you're not smart, you know? Like, you're just not.
That statue shit's really freaking me out right now. I wonder what the fuck it is and why is it there.
So from there, Carl Weathers is like, yo, I need to go see my friend. And they go see, he goes and sees his like junkie friend who is a junkie, but somehow lives in Detroit. What I would imagine is a $9,000 a month apartment with floor to ceiling windows.
He's a functional junkie, baby.
This guy is making things happen. I'm like, yo, this apartment is nicer than my house.
You got a nice suit from Gage, you know?
From Gage. Oh, listen to you. You bought that shit at K&G.
Don't you got shit from the diplomat shop.
God damn. This nigga's got on a suit jacket with drawstring fucking sweatpants.
Yeah, sweatpants and a wife beater.
Actually, that's kind of fashion forward right now.
It's a little. Yeah, for like 2020, they're like, yo, this nigga must be a rapper. Yo. Yeah. How is he doing this?
It's like a Drake outfit.
Oh, damn. Got the black turtleneck with the chain on and shit. And so his buddy is like, look, this has to do with hottest. And I'm like, did you have to give it to me in a riddle, my nigga? Like, just tell me. Like, there's nobody's coming.
I was mad shit about that riddle. Like, I'll punch him in the goddamn face.
Yo, it's not even a riddle, yo. Yo, you know the cars over there on the commercial? Oh, by Peter DePlaine? That guy's the villain.
Yeah,
right.
Like,
we got it.
But this dude was definitely like a 80s movie staple. Yeah, Michael Dobby? One.
Yeah.
This dude's 5 o'clock shadow was so strong.
That's the skin condition.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. It was so strong. It caused the skin condition. Like, this guy, I don't know this for a fact, but that nigga was on almost every episode of Miami Vice.
Sounds about right.
I wouldn't be surprised.
There's no way he wasn't. What's his name? Robert what? Dobby?
Michael Dobby. Yeah.
Michael Dobby. I'm just going to look, and I don't know that. I'm just saying, this dude has a very Miami Vice look about him.
But I think, I'm going to look up his kid. I think he has a kid that's like somebody in the industry now, though. Like somebody's actually working.
Michael Dobby, D-A-V-I or D-E?
D-A-V-I.
Let me see. Is the right one? Because I'm looking at somebody look like George Costanza.
Robert Dobby?
Maybe it's Robert Dobby.
It's Robert Dobby.
All right, there we go.
He's still alive? Damn, all right. I see you. That dude's filmography was like all Italian assholes. He was in Die Hard. That's right.
Yep.
He was, he was one of the Agent Johnsons.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I reckon.
Yeah, he was in Maniac Cop 2,
Wait,
Predator 2.
One of the Agent Johnsons?
Yeah,
he's one of the Johnsons. Yeah.
Yeah, it was him and the black dude.
Okay, yeah. I always get for some reason, I get the two guys mixed up because the other guy from Die Hard is in this shit too. He's one of the villains. Well, there's three people in Die Hard as villains in this movie.
Yeah.
Like,
look,
the
they
Asian
just.
Dude,
they just. Oh, yeah. Of course he's in this movie, too.
Like the.
He's in Lethal Weapon, too.
The country dude is who I keep getting mixed up. One that was sitting at the desk.
Oh, yeah.
He's in it.
He's one of the ninjas.
Yeah. Whatever.
Crazy.
He's the one that just like fucking Vietnam. I was in junior high, dickhead.
So then we cut to a scene at a club where for some reason Vanity's super fine ass is saying a Craig T. Nelson. This reminds me of
kind of sitting in a chair singularly with the shot on him. I'm like, that's kind of a dope shot.
Yeah.
Song was
like
fucking terrible,
from
by the way.
Streets of Rage.
Right, it's like it's shadowed and shit. Yeah, no, it looks it's a dope scene.
See, because he got faraway eyes. What the fuck that even mean? Who wrote this shit?
You know, we'll get to it later, but yeah, that big black dude, when he jumps out at the end, yo, his line at the end,
yo, like, what? Pardon me. Hello. I'm Mr. Endo.
I was like, nigga, what the fuck is, what are we doing?
It was so fucking random. I'm like,
Man.
Where did you come from?
I was like, you know what? I respect the fuck out of this big guy. He was great.
Why do we keep trying to have Vanity sing in these movies, man?
I don't know, but
just act, baby. She was so fine, though. Damn.
She was, and I did not realize that she had yeeks.
Like, in this, she did.
Had a fake ass. Is that her?
Nah, that's
all. I was confused. I don't remember that from Last Dragon.
Yeah.
Nah.
I tell you what, though. Fucking Craig Coach got further than fucking Bruce Leroy in less than an hour.
Well, Craig T. Nelson had the luxury of heroin, apparently.
Hey,
that'll really get him open.
Finding a drug.
I was watching this, and I'm like, she's a fucking junkie, and I'm like,
yo, she is way too hot to be a junkie.
No, she was actually a junkie in real life. That's really. Yeah, that's why she stopped making movies and shit.
Yeah.
She cleaned herself up.
Became a Jehovah's Witness and shit.
Wait. She was an actress first, and then became a junkie.
Yeah.
Oh damn! I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why she was gone forever, and she came. She came back. She was super religious, and then she died in 2000 something,
like 2006. I want to say.
Something like that. It was unfortunate. So I was watching. It's like,
yeah, the heroin.
Damn.
She was like, "This is a crazy role."
Yeah.
I was like, "She's nailing this."
Yeah, the goddamn, what's his name?
Fine ass junkie. Well, that's right up my alley.
Wow.
Yeah, we've heard.
How's the hair on, baby?
You ready now? Stop nodding off. Hey, sure, hey, sir. Wake up.
Samuel L. Jackson School of Method Acting.
Yeah, she was like, I got this.
Like, I'm good.
I got it. Yeah, she was really attractive. Goddamn.
I'm surprised by some of the other
Wasn't she a Prince protege?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because he wanted to call
pussy some shit. He was like blatant.
He wanted to call it vagina sex.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, Prince, calm down. Yeah, he's like, that shit would be hot. Like, nigga, that would get you not on the radio. That's what that would get you, brother. The fuck?
I was looking at that damn the Nasty Girl video a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Vanity. God damn, yo. Yeah,
February 15th, 2016.
Oh, 2016. Yeah, that's right. It was more recent. Yeah, you're right. Because I remember seeing an article. I was like, damn, what the fuck?
I had a big ass poster of her when I was a kid, too. I was like maybe 10.
And there are Vanity. Hello.
Titties out.
Yeah, I was like, damn, trying to do the Sharon Stone? she's so cute. This is my least favorite pornography. White man, black woman. Not a fan. Not a fan. Like, oh, check this out. I'm like, and next, show me that reparations porn. That's what I want to see. Switch the roles. Craig T. Nelson is a dangerous dude because he brings over a syringe in like a beautiful black velvet case. Yo.
It looked like a syringe from 1937.
Right.
I was like, what the fuck is
fucking
this?
The fucking super soldier serum in that bitch.
why is it so nice? Like, you just get a regular
raise. Let's go.
He's like, he's like, don't worry about it. This is some high quality heroin. Nigga, that's not a thing.
That's nice titty, though.
She does.
Yo, she had some yams, yo. Yeah, good lord. Hold up. I'm like, I don't remember none of this.
This is in the remastered version. They added something into it.
They like digitally enhanced it.
Oh, we skipped the part though. Michael Davi ass, the junkie gets blown the fuck away.
Oh yeah.
Dude.
Yo,
you're distraught and high. You know you didn't order nothing.
Well, he don't remember.
You know when you order shit. You know you got delivery coming.
Yo, this black dude.
On heroin? Is that heroin? I don't know.
I'm not a heroin addict. I've never done it. This black dude, I thought that this was the same black dude from Boys in the Hood.
Which one?
You think
did you
tough.
Kill? Yeah, you think you tough. Like, did you get him?
Probably his daddy and shit.
Yeah. Yo, the line that he delivers, he was like, it's COD. And it's like, bow, just shoot. Yo, he shot him right in the chest. I was like, all right, yo, god damn.
Look at this show.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah,
like,
right.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I went through the whole movie. I'm like, really? Because she's not exactly.
She's thin.
Yeah. She was never like thick. Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
I mean,
this is 80s. This is 80s. Like,
they had fake asses back then.
Nah.
That's real. This is real. She's built like a normal human woman, which is great. And not having a bunch of plastic shoved up under her body, which please stop doing that. Please, all of you. Look, you got small titties and you just got small titties. You want a big ass, just do some squats. It's not that hard. It's not that hard.
Nah, you got to go to the top, baby.
I'm like, yo, oh, your belly a little bit bigger. Look, if you that concerned, get on a treadmill, eat a little less. That's... Stop, yo, the amount of tummy tucks I see on Instagram, yo, I'm like, I can spot them bitches 9 miles a Sunday. I'm like, yo, your navel doesn't even exist in this image, yo, where is it? Yo, just...
It's like, all right, Ricky Gervais.
Yo, shit drives me crazy, yo, stop. You're beautiful the way you are. Some of you not that great looking, but whatever. Nothing you can do.
Don't count on it.
It is what it is.
It's like,
things can be done.
What's that?
Things can be done.
Yeah, natural things.
To improve your looks.
Right. Or just be happy with who you are. Yeah, I just like plastic surgery
he
drives me crazy.
Look like what's his name? The assassin? He looked like Clifton Powell in this fucking
Yo, it should have been him, yo. Yo, this is Clifton Powell's role to be made.
Oh, punk ass Chauncey, you shit.
COD, nigga. Boom.
Like, oh, come back here tomorrow at 10:30.
Yo, he just smiled and just after this dude just got straight up shot. That is a goddamn shame.
Yeah, you also look like fucking yo. What the fuck, Wesley Snipes? Like he looked like he looked like three or four different niggas in that one picture in that one fucking scene because he got a gap in his teeth.
Yep.
Wow. All right. Anyway,
so Craig T. Nelson is now sitting with his wife Sharon Stone. As somebody, that's right, Action Jackson comes over and he's like, yo, look at this photo. Recognize this? My boy got shot. You know anything about this? And he's like, oh, the image is beautiful. And it's a little fucked up, but image quality is great. Print seems to be excellent.
The asshole.
Yeah, he is. Also, blonde people with jet black eyebrows should be eliminated from society. It's fucking, it makes me very
angry. Is it blonde? I thought it was like Magneto Gray. I don't know what's going on.
Yo, Craig T. Nelson could have played the Joker. You know what? That's not bad.
That's Harvey Dent, man.
Yeah, that's not bad. I'm not even mad at that. I could see that. Yeah, there's no way that Craig T. Nelson is 6'4", because Carl Weathers is not damn near 6'3", or 6'4". I'm not buying that. Carl Weathers is more big, wide, than he is tall. It's like short round.
This is another 80s movie staple, too, where you confront the bad guy while he's having dinner somewhere.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to call him out. Hey, and also businessman. Right here. Yeah, and businessman villain, right? Like, that was a big thing. He's like an industrialist or something like that. Yeah,
breadsticks.
See, this is why it you know, it's funny because, like, movies really reflect the time in, like, extreme ways. Mm. So you have to remember, like, this is 1988, which this is, like, the Reagan era and everything else. So, Yeah. Wealth inequality is crazy. Rich people are like Gordon Gecko, all that stuff. Like everybody, Wall Street, everything is like super, super rich, and everybody kind of the have and have nots are really obvious, right? And everyone realizes they're in one of the two. Not poor people being like, yo, maybe I'm rich. Like, nah, nigga, you poor. Like we knew, you know, poor people knew they were poor across the board. So, like, I think that's the reason why in the 80s, a lot of villains were, like, really rich people.
Fuck yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not just, like...
We need to go back to that.
Yeah, even, you do. Like, you do. It's like, Russians were, like, the bad guys, and, like, American industrialists were the bad guys. And it was a time where we were like, nah, fuck rich people. Yeah.
You even look at, like
you
look,
need it.
Look at comic books. That was around the time when Lex Luthor made his transition from mad scientist to...
Big rich guy.
Big rich guy. So, yeah, that shit bled over into a lot of shit.
But, like, it's not just him. Max Lord, like there's a bunch of like the big industrialist, like rich guys. So it is kind of interesting. It's like reflective of what the times are. And I feel like action movies are trying to move back to making Russians the villains, if you've noticed. John Wick and stuff like that.
They tried it, but
like they need to get off the Muslim thing. Like it's a little tired. It's a little tired of a trope. Like Russians, you can hit that bell all day as far as I'm concerned. Like, good. They are the enemy.
But meanwhile, at Cobra Kai.
Yo, these niggas are just, like, having a blood sport kumite in this nigga's like mansion. And yo, Craig T. Nelson is fighting this nigga in a sweater and a golf shirt under it, yo. The Asian dude is in a tank top because it's hot. Craig T. Nelson is like, nah, yo, fuck that. I'm in an Ivy League outfit. Sweating through it.
He wants to get a good sweat going, that's all.
Yo, he kicked the shit out of that Asian dude right in his face. That was fucked up.
His go-to is the spin kick.
Yeah. like a jumping spin kick, too.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, Craig, no, you can't. Did he practice martial arts?
No.
Like in real life?
No. They didn't show his face.
Yeah.
No,
of course not.
Yo, then he just, and he just broke this dude's arm. He was like, no mercy. He was like, I was taught. Yeah. He's like, lesson's over. I used to work for Cobra Kai. Fuck out of here.
Take him home, Hondo.
Yeah, that dude's been so many henchmen in Asian movies. He? Like, that dude has a documentary.
Yeah, have you watched it yet?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to check it out one day. But yeah, I've heard about it. It was pretty good.
I mean, he made a pretty good career.
Oh, yeah, shit. I'll take that check.
Absolutely. We see Sharon Stone naked. That's right. We did get to see Sharon Stone's. Forgot about that.
80s R movies. It was no shortage on the topless action, man.
Yeah, you see some titties. Yeah, you can't take a kid to see an 80s R.
You want to see some titties.
Now, people were just fucking in these movies. They weren't even pretending. It was like, nah, you going to have sex with him.
Have as much nudity like these.
You know, the crazy part was like up until 86, 87, everything was either PG or PG-13.
What, back 86, 87?
No, PG. PG-13 was like didn't become a thing until like 1987 or 88. So it was either PG or R.
Pretty much, yeah.
There was no in between.
Well, you know,
they like just shit that was PG. That
no, that was wildly titties. Unacceptable.
I'm like, wow, okay.
Now you don't even get this much nudity nowadays.
No,
if at all.
You need a movie that's like a real hard R to get nudity at this point.
I can't get a nip. God damn.
Again, just open up an incognito window. See whatever you need to see. Sharon Stone's character overhears a guy talking about killing Action Jackson's friend. So she runs out to...
his name is Cartier. Okay,
yeah, I was like, all right. Cartier. All rich people got my goddamn nerves. Eat the rich. And so she runs out to talk to the plane, and he's like, nah, that's a bunch of bullshit. And the guy she overhears, like, as she's trying to leave the house later on, he's like, oh, you need me to drive you? You need me to drive you? I'll drive your ass right off a cliff. Listen to my fucking phone calls. And then Action Jackson happens to show up, and she's like, oh, I think I'll just take a ride with this black man. I'm definitely not going to fuck him. She wanted to. And, yeah, Sharon Stone's looking mad 80s. She's got, like, the billowy pants on. Yeah, she's looking mad now. She got the windbreaker on, ain't a damn bit of wind out. She's wearing a thong because her ass cheeks are just clapping together as she's walking in the car. Don't think I don't recognize it. I know. Fast forward, you know, she's telling him all this stuff, and she's like, hey, why do they call you Action? And then somebody tries the dude from Boys in the Hood, he's like, you think you slick. And so he tried to hit him with a car, and he grabbed her and dove out the way. And then Action Jackson proceeds to run down a car going 40 miles an hour. Nigga, Usain Bolt runs 28 miles an hour. And apparently Carl Weathers in a suit.
And Rockports.
Right. He like, yo, I got this. This guy's car doesn't stop. He doesn't be like, oh, he slowed down. He's literally running next to him. And that car is definitely going faster than 30 miles an hour.
It beats my time.
Yeah. And Carl Weathers is like, yeet, and just jumps onto the top of this car.
But you have to, because if you don't jump on the top of a car, it's not a fucking action movie.
Yep. And I love that there's a scene where they do a close-up of Carl Weathers, when the car is clearly like not really moving. He's like, oh, this might have been a mistake.
Yo, wait.
Yeah, nigga, I think so.
The funny part, I love like the scene, the shot like straight on from the car. You look at the stunt driver, like, yo, who the fuck is that behind the wheel? That's clearly not the dude that y'all had initially. You know, the hair's bigger. What the fuck is going on, man?
That's he probably ain't even black. They were just like, yo, I need you to just shadow this.
It's probably Alonzo again.
Probably.
Right.
Alonzo, got that goddamn dress.
He was like, nah, but I feel more comfortable in this. He had an eye awakening. Yeah. So he's riding on top of a car. There's a scene where they drive past like a gas truck of some sort and it explodes because of course it does. And then the guy in the
car. First of all, the car explodes before the gas truck.
Of course.
Like it's got propane tanks on the back, but the car that it hits blows up before the fucking truck blows up. I don't think that's how that works.
Well, according to Last Action Hero, when you come into the real world, none of that shit works.
Like, did you hit the engine block? And that blew up? And then the truck blew up? Like, come on, yo.
Oh, man.
The villain starts shooting the gun into the roof of the car, which makes sense, which is what you should do immediately. Right. I feel like if I was transferred into this universe, I would have killed the hero quite easily. I'd be like, oh, he's on the roof? They only shoot, like...
That one
in
side.
One section. I'm like, shoot over. Yeah, hey, dum-dum, like, bam. Oh,
and this, shit. And this nigga,
when you hear him yell, like, you suck my battleship, nigga, he's done.
It's a and this motherfucker reaches around and breaks the yo, windshield with
yo, he
one
was like, enough.
Punch.
It just was like, bow, yo. Yo, the front windshield is the hardest glass to break in a car, yo. He just hit that shit and not shattered it, yeah, it's, blew it yeah, out.
It's not even like a partial break. All right, I can reach through that hole. No, that bitch was gone.
Yo, he just like
that was so funny. Enough.
So nigga, he just what? Get, like when he gets like angry, like that's his superpower. It's like the Hulk.
Yeah, he just has to get angry
at the end.
Yeah, you're right, yo. He literally, just that gas truck hit that car. It blew up, causing the gas truck to blow up.
But everybody knows that usually in that model car that year, the engine block and the fuel pump is right there on the passenger side of the door. Yeah. So it's very key. If you hit it right in that median between the back door and the front door.
I mean, it was a design flaw.
It's combustible.
But it was only in 1988.
Yeah, that's why you don't slam those doors. You kind of just...
You got to gently... Yeah. Like, yo. The engine block is right here. The spark plug's right here. Action Jackson gets thrown off his car, off the cab, and the guy is standing there right there in the cab with a gun.
Fucking front flip.
And he was like, come on! Don't use your gun! Come on!
Which was a small movie. Like, I ain't got no gun. This thing about to shoot me.
He's like, let me talk some bullshit.
I gotta psych him out.
Then Action Jackson just does a forward flip over the car, yo. And then the cab... Because the black dude's not paying attention, the cab hits another car, which is made of all ramps, and makes the car flip upside down and fall into a building that's made of apparently
about 40 feet.
The cab is made of steel. The building is made of aluminum foil.
Plywood.
He's just like, bam.
Yo, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
And then Action Jackson goes and looks for the guy to see if he's still in the cab, because of course he would be, because he just got hurt a lot. Nope. No, that nigga hit a smoke pellet and was gone.
Yo.
Because he's made of whatever Captain America's made of.
This building is literally made out of cardboard.
He's just like,
look at me. Look at it. Yo. Like, there's a real building next to it. They just extended the real building and made a fucking building out of fucking cardboard and plywood. Yo, this is a hilarious stunt.
This is the same building materials they used when they made the fake rock ridge in fucking Blazing Saddles.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
That's some gold right there, man.
Yo, that is it's just like...
It's some gold right
just
there.
Just straight through. No resistance. Wow. You know what? Craig Baxley or whatever. Yeah, you nailed it. So down at Vanity's Club, Carl Weathers goes down there and then Vanity is doing just a terrible dance.
That dance gets worse every movie. God damn.
Yeah, but you know what? She had a little bit of yeeks.
Yeah, her titty's out too.
Whole ass titty is out.
God, I'm like, wait, is that Cher?
Both of them are out actually.
Yeah.
But the 80s was a wild time, yeah. Niggas, everybody was on cocaine and just titties was out.
12 years old again watching this shit. Looking over my shoulder, picture my mom ain't coming. Like, you live alone. What are you doing?
Making sure the last channel is Nickelodeon and shit. Like, oh,
last.
Oh shit!
Like you're grown,
Count Duckula.
Like you're grown, dude. You live alone. What you doing?
Yeah, yeah, you gonna be all right. You be all right. Back at home, the plane comes home, and his butler, who was talking about, you know, killing that guy, was like, his butler Cartier,
Ed Norris.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does look big.
He was really like, does. Yo, here's your 357. It's clean. You're good to go.
It's right. I was like, what? Like, where my golf club's at?
Here's your 357. It's clean.
He's like, you're probably going to need this. Your wife's upstairs. And his wife's upstairs, and she's like, yo, so what's the deal, yo? You seem like mad guilty of all of this shit. And then I talked to Action Jackson, and he thinks you might be guilty too. And he was like, oh, really? Damn. Let me hug you for a second, girl. And I'm like, bow! And just fucking shot him.
In the fucking chest. I was like, wow, that was seemed unnecessary.
Yeah. Like, it's your wife, yo. If you're going to kill her, just like choke her out slowly. And they hold it to you. Close. Let her feel something a little bit. Gun is so not intimate. So yeah, he kills her, and then Cartier and fucking Rhinestone or whatever walk in. They're like, "Yo, you all right?" And he was like, "Yeah, the 357 works. Thanks, guys."
Right? I was like, "God damn,
that works fine."
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
"My shit."
Yo, he just straight shot her in the chest, yo. Like,
is this the Pointer Sisters?
Nah, it ain't. It's fucked up. She was like, "I love you," and he was like, "Yeah, no, I love you too." No, no, wow. He was like, yeah, you should have showed your kitty in this movie. You'd have lived longer. It's a goddamn shame. So.
He took the ring off. I was like, well, I'm going to go ahead and take this motherfucker back.
Take my shit.
Don't need it. Action Jackson goes backstage to go talk to Vanity.
She got re-up on the super soldier serum and shit.
Yep. And she's greeted by a rather large gentleman. He's like, yeah, I need to see Miss Ash. He was like, I do not recommend that course of action.
This exchange was funny, though. That was a good exchange. Yeah, and his deadpan delivery was like, yeah, no, yeah. I've been thinking about fucking you up. I'm chill.
Yo, he hit this dude, and he was like, yo, how much do you weigh? He was like 270. One.
That's a lie.
That is not true.
Bold ass lie.
Yo, you are very much north of 300 pounds.
He's like 270 pounds.
Like, by who standards? 80 standards? Nah, my nigga. By 2020, you a good 325. You damn near 400. Like, you a bit, he's a solid ass dude. And he punches the guy in the face, and the guy's just like, he's just like a villain out of Fist of the North Star. You know? He's just like a gigantic guy.
Like, you're a big dude. You probably would slam my little body through that wall, wouldn't you?
Like, yeah. He was like, I was thinking about it. But it goes against my muscle beavers, so yeah.
Yeah.
So then he proceeds to almost kill that motherfucker, taking him through the goddamn door.
Yo, he had to ram him. Boom! Like, just bulldoze that nigga into his head, hit the table, and knock him out.
That wasn't like the head hitting the table was what knocked him out.
Yeah, right. I don't think that was part of the stunt.
Nah, yo, he's like, yo.
Like, write that shit in.
Shit. Yeah, we nailed it. Yeah, we'll need to do it.
Damn. Nigga almost died and shit.
And so he's talking to Vanity, and she's high as a kite. And he's like, look, I need to chat with you about your boy. He's like, about any chance you diabetic? And she was like, not last time I checked. Nigga, I'm a junkie. I don't know what you're talking about.
Would you have jumped on it? She throwing it at you.
No, yo, she a
junkie.
You don't wait till she get cleaned up?
Yeah, I'm going to wait.
Yeah, I think I'm going
to
wait.
That's good. That's what I like to hear, man. My brothers, good upstanding fellas, yeah, man. I appreciate like
you. Not
good.
You.
I appreciate you.
Not you.
Hey, we gotta have balance, don't we?
Yo, look. When she's in the car, though, I'd be like, I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, hey, look, you hear shit.
I don't know. You seem cognizant enough.
Put this top up real quick.
What we doing? Yeah, so she's like, what, you a priest or something? He's like, no, I don't. No. She's like, what's your name? He's like, Jericho Jackson. She was like, I knew you was a priest. You sound like one. And she's like, don't you have a nickname? He's like, yeah, some people call me Action.
Now, who fucking missed that bullshit?
Yeah, like, I guess if you look like him, you could say that shit. Like, I couldn't say that. Like, yo, that is my last name. You know? I'd be like, so, you know, what's your nickname? I'd be like, Action. I'd be like, nigga, shut the fuck up. I'd be like, you know what? You're right.
You at work. You're doing a fucking icebreaker. All right, we're going to go around the table.
Nickname.
Everybody tell nicknames you had growing up.
Yeah.
It'd be called Action. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, shut up.
Go to HR.
Yeah, this guy's a real problem. She was like, "So I bet a woman gave you that name," and he was like, "He doesn't say anything." Action Jackson sees she's so adorable in the scene. I mean, I know she's high on heroin and all, but she's really adorable.
Adorably high.
She's adorably a drug addict.
But there's a fine line between just destitute addict. And,
go ahead, explain this to them.
Oh, man, that's kind of cute that you're incoherent and high shit.
Yeah, maybe on weed, not really into the whole heroin thing, the heroin chic look. So they're like, all right, he starts to see all these police cars driving by, so he pulls over, he sees all these cars, and he hears on the police scanner that they're looking for him for killing DePlane's wife. And she's like, he's turned on his police scanner, and she's like, she's so fucking hot. She's like, I don't really like this talk radio. Can you put on some rap music? Like, how about, hey, druggie, snap out of it. Like, what the hell?
Focus for a minute.
Yeah. And so at the scene of the crime, they're like, you really think Jackson did this? And they're like, oh, I don't know. Like, now, it seems like his M.O. Like,
it doesn't. It's like, they have no faith in that dude, man.
None.
Like, zero. You know, all right, you know he fucked up the dude's kid. All right, he may be a little bit strong-armed and shit, but come on, yeah.
He's not going to murder his
wife. It's very easily say, you know what, yeah, I think he did kill his bitch.
Yeah, like, that shit didn't make any sense.
Wasn't the kid like a pedophile or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean.
Yeah.
A little bit, it's justifiable.
Yeah, he damn near ripped his arm off. Yeah, well. He had a spare.
All right, okay. So now y'all back at the place.
You're back at her place.
You see what y'all doing? She doing? Yeah. Y'all still not going to tap it?
No, it's a fire going on. Somebody tried to blow up her apartment. And so they leave, and she's like, I need to go back. I don't have any makeup. And he's like, you look beautiful. She's like, you think I look beautiful? He's like, you look all
right. That's right. Fine. Took that shit right back.
Yeah. It's like, pardon me. He's like,
got to manage that self-esteem shit.
Yeah, he was like, no, let me go ahead and neg this woman. You look fine, girl. You ugly for a junkie. I mean, unless you're going to do it. Yeah, all right. So they pull up. He's like, look, I got a hotel that'll be safe. And she's like, oh, is it clean? And he's like, ish?
Sure.
And so they pull up to this hotel, and they go in, and it's his buddy, who is a former boxer, who, if you've ever seen Weird Science, he's a guy with a voice like this.
Hey, Dad, you go there, got that guy. Like, what?
That is not that guy's acting voice. That is his actual voice.
Don't you go that girl. Go, hey.
You're sitting there watching the Flintstones.
Like, what?
Bite him.
Like, bite him, you know. Bite him.
He kind of sounds like Red Fox a little bit.
Yeah. I can't lie, that episode he watching, that's like one of my favorites. Dino bites the shit out of that fucking hand.
Yeah. Now this is the hand that feeds you.
Bite it. I dare you to bite it.
Dino was like, alright, nigga. So he gets a room. He's like, yeah, I need a room with not a lot of people on that floor, cause she's got a sweet tooth for the candy.
What plantation did he escape from? You better put that pie back, that white folk pie down. Go there, mess with them girls.
No, his voice is super wild. So Vanity's like, oh, I guess I'll just lay here with my titty out. And you just ain't gonna hit it. She's like, either you're queer or you're a cop. And he was like, I'm a police officer. Like, relax, relax.
He was like, well, not queer.
He's like, there's nothing wrong with that.
But I would, manhood, goddammit.
He's like, but I'll, on a better day, I'd fuck the shit out of you. All right, just relax. In case you get sober later. I don't know if you know, but I'm jacked as fuck under this suit. I will tear it up. She wakes up the next day. And Action Jackson's like, yeah, I just got out of the sauna, I guess. He's like, I just got out of the sauna with jeans on.
Hey, Action, you go to the sauna. I got the towel down there for you, man. Go ahead, warm it up. It's all yours.
So he gets food delivered from downstairs. I guess they have a kitchen. I'm not eating anything out of that kitchen.
I'm going to go to the Chinese restaurant down the street.
Like, nah, I'm good. Guy delivering the food is the thief from earlier.
He probably fuck around and be like a Juilliard trained actor and shit.
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
But going back real quick, why do women do that shit? Like, if you don't make a move and shit, act like you have some kind of cooth, oh, you gotta be gay. No, motherfucker, shit. Like, I'm trying to give you a chance.
Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna take your ass up in 2 more days, but tonight.
Like, I need you to drop the heroin. After that, it's on. It's popping like popcorn, girl. Come on. I'm not queer. I will, like, I take one pill to tear it up, one pill to kill it.
Swag,
nigga. I invented swag. What do you think it's made out of? It's my semen. Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, again, you know, this nigga was, like, mad sweaty and or wet. I can't tell.
Yeah, I don't know.
But with jeans on.
It's still hazy. Like, the humidity is just, like, in the air. What the fuck is happening?
Again, like, this dude puts on a shirt. Why does he have a change of clothes with him?
Because.
Yeah, where did he get it from?
Yeah.
Did he leave while she was asleep?
Does he have a go bag? He got a whole bag, like, he keep on, he's like, oh, you never know. Like, you know, like, I'm a jack nigga, but, you know, I still take care of myself. Like, you know, this is a shirt I wear outside the gym. Come to find in his alley, he is real sad because it's Detroit, nigga. They stripped the fuck out of his car.
Get the shit out of that bitch.
And he was like, God damn.
Another 80 staple. Your car got to get stripped.
Yeah. And then he gets stripped of his wallet. Hold. You know what? Hold. This guy, a guy steals his wallet and looks at his ID. Look at the ID because it shows like Sergeant Jericho Jackson, but the emblem.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah,
is that yoga?
Like, it's like a woman, like a sexy woman or whatever on the emblem.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Also, it says that his height is 5'3".
No, 6'3".
Is that a 6?
Yeah.
It is 6'3".
I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck this damn
6'3", 100 and... Wait.
95.
Wait. Date of birth, March 13th, 1938.
3-13-38.
Old ass nigga, goddamn.
Wait, so what the
hell? Jericho Jackson.
He's supposed to be, I guess he probably is 50 years old.
What the hell is this fucking symbol on his damn badge?
That's what I'm saying. That's a woman, yo.
Detroit Police. Is that the Detroit Police?
That cannot be their logo.
I'm about to look that shit up.
That cannot be it.
The stripper police.
Yeah, and they're like, he sees it and he's like, oh, this nigga's a police sergeant. He was like, fuck a duck. He tossed that shit.
Yeah, the nigga said, fuck a duck.
And so then he's like, yo, did you steal my wallet? And she's like, no, nigga, I didn't steal your fucking wallet.
Nigga wanna see Papa Doc.
Papa Doc, yeah. He's like, yo, tell him something else about me.
I mean, in Detroit. I mean, shit.
You know what? I'd like to think that is Papa Doc's dad before he got into a real good marriage, right. Sent his son off to a real good school. Cranbrook, I believe it was. So they go to look for Papa Doc. And he's like, yeah, you want to talk to Papa Doc?
That's it.
Oh, that's what it is.
Okay,
that's a lot better. Okay.
Because,
right. Yo, they didn't even try to.
No, it's actually, I pulled that one up. But no, it's the same shit.
Where it's all black?
Yeah, it's right there.
Yo, that is not a good place. So, yo, it looks shit. Like a woman, yo, just like on
that's
her knees.
That's a fucking weird goddamn symbol.
Strange. So then he goes in the back with. What looked like the dude who took Arnold Schwarzenegger on the plane in Commando?
That's him.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, that's like another alumni.
Of course, he's in this movie. You know, he should have thrown the fucking that elbow from the fucking seat.
Right.
my friend is drunk. He'll be fine. So yeah, that guy's in it. Fucking yeah, this is just a reunion of all your favorite 80s movies, like all of them. So they're like, is it a secret passage? Is this some shit going to Narnia, my nigga? Like, what the fuck?
It's his balls.
I'm like, look, okay.
I don't care what type of criminal element I'm involved in. I ain't cutting nobody's balls off.
Nah,
Stab you, slit your throat,
shoot you.
Yeah, I'm not cutting your balls off. The message is that motherfucker's gone. That's the message.
This is the second movie. This is the second movie that we've done today where getting your balls cut off is a prominent part of the plot. I
want that.
So then a bunch of dudes grab him up and they're like, yeah, what are you looking for Papa Doc for? And he's like, where is he? And he's like, I'm going to ask you one more time.
For Miguel Nunez and shit. Yo, he was saying some wild ass slang. I've never heard uttered out of any black man I've ever heard in my life. He said he ain't giving up no air.
Was it air? I thought he said ass.
No, he said air.
Yo, it was a little homoerotic, this entire scene.
I'm trying to say, what the fuck he said? I had to type some of that bullshit over. Like, yo, wait, what?
Yeah, like the dude from Juana Man was wilding.
Yeah, and Miguel Nunez. And I'm like, what the fuck? How old is this nigga?
Like, yeah. Like, yeah, we would have a blanket party.
Yeah, I was like, don't diss
me, man. Don't diss me, man. Like, nigga, yo. Like, you're not a white guy.
Yeah, like, what?
He's like, don't bogard me, Lightfoot. I'm like, he's like pushing back from right. Muppet Cat back blue. What the fuck? Yo, this is bizarre.
Yeah, it's a wild. Must
be some Detroit slang? I don't know.
Like, you're a black dude. You're not a white dude trying to play a black dude. Just be. Don't diss me, man. Man, he ain't giving him no air, man. We're going to get some blanket on him. That nigga was.
It's like. Yo, and then you had...
You a Big John.
All right. Yeah, that's what I'm like, yo. All right, dude. I'm pretty sure they're going to fuck this
guy. And he even asked Jack, like, nigga, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about right now. He's like, I don't know what you're saying.
You Tom Slick. Yeah. You Tom Slick like you. Tom Slick.
Yeah.
You got some Black Dynamite,
you dissing
nigga?
Me.
You dissing me. Don't diss me, man.
Yo, Vanity runs in and she's like, yo, that's my brother. He escaped from Bellevue.
Yo,
like,
this shit here, dude.
He's a lot more Oral than Oral Roberts. I'm like, yo, what is going on in this scene?
Yo, that entire whole sermon.
He was like, can I get an amen? I'm going to give myself an amen.
And the music in the background and shit.
Yeah. I was sent to bring you down, brother. Like, they're like, yo, he's like, bust your asses and wipe these streets clean. Yeah, I'm like, yo, what is going on? The righteous manhood, but the souls are free and clear. Like,
they're like, yo, my healing hands upon you.
Yeah, he's like, yo, she was like, this motherfucker's crazy. Yo.
But the simple fact he was able to pull this bullshit off, and then the part when he was taunting the guy in the car to run him over. Yeah, he should have been a fucking action star.
He had the comedy elements. Yeah, he could have pulled it off. He broke that, yo, he grabbed that dude's hand.
And broke that bitch.
Who had a glass in it, and broke it in his hand. You know how much strength that would take? Like, to break a glass by itself would be hard. To break another, no. Carl Weathers is unbelievably strong in this movie. And then he proceeds, after pretending, to beat the brakes off of these people. He hurt Juana Man pretty well. He picked that nigga up upside down in front of him.
Flung him into a fucking armbar.
Yeah, that was insane.
Broke a bat on his forearm.
Yep. It was a pool stick, yeah. Then he calls the black dude out and he's like, nigga.
Harold Melvin tried to sneak off and shit.
Yo, he was like, yo, I wasn't even singing in the Blue Notes. That wasn't even me. I just ran the shit, which is one of the weirdest facts I ever found out. And he was like, no, I'm a whoop your ass person.
Like, I don't feel like, nigga.
Yeah, and he kicked this nigga through a whole door. God damn, a double door. And then they just literally walked over him to get out. And Vanity, she still looked high as hell. But she's fine. They beat this nigga in a pool hall. That is a goddamn shame. They just walk out in the middle of broad daylight. Like they didn't just beat the brakes off like 5 days.
Yeah, wait. You see the dude walking down steps? She's like, goddamn.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, that wasn't an extra.
He was like, goddamn.
Right there. He was like, damn, she got the yeeks. I wasn't even aware.
Wait, what's this right here? The random doo-wop crew. When they come out of the pool hall. You see it?
Oh no! I fast forward past that.
Yeah, go back to when they coming up the steps and they turn that little corner. It's like a random fucking.
Yeah.
What the fuck y'all doing?
Fucking trying to make it.
Fucking Fabulous Thunderbirds and shit.
Yo, they look like the white dudes from like Top This. Like that fucking minute. Oh
god, that scene is.
Oh man. Top This. Yeah, why is it a random white doo-wop group?
Yo, Detroit is a wild place. Yeah, like, what is going on?
Yeah, the entire background don't make no sense. By the way, none of those people are in the movie. Like, they're not actors. They were just like, they literally walked down the street and the white doo-wop band was like, you
And even at the, after they walk past the band, after they walk off camera, this is one dude like
in the black, and the fucking gloves, the fingerless gloves,
fucking ozone from breaking and shit. What you doing, man?
Yo, watch your mouth, yo. Yo, watch your mouth.
What you doing, Shabadoo?
Watch your mouth, yo. That guy's a hero.
Fucking Undertaker and shit.
Yo, yeah, he's dressed like a fucking buffoon. Jesus Christ, what are you doing? Yo, why is it a white doo-wop band? Yo, this shit doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I ain't got no money.
They're like, yo, we about to make it. We gotta walk on Cameo in Action Jackson. Let's just catapult us into stardom. Yeah, so they get back to the hotel. He's like, I'm gonna leave you here. Everything's cool. He goes and checks on her a little later and goes to a beauty shop or a barber shop or whatever. Talks to this woman. I just blacked out. I didn't give a fuck.
I was like, is it Gina?
Yeah.
That's what she sounded like.
She did. Yeah. So he goes back to the hotel room and
she was like talking in like rhymes and shit.
1987 Jill Scott.
Fucking Mrs. Dolomite. So he goes to check in the room. That's
like actually exactly what this
is. Yeah. That's why I was like, turn right off. Like, these jokes are not funny. So he goes to the room. Vanity's missing. He runs down to the guy. And the guy's like, I ain't seen him, man. I ain't seen nothing. She ain't come past me.
Hey, man.
Dude, that guy's throat must have been just raw.
It's like he has like a box of fucking Newports in his chest.
He's just speaking through a box of Newports.
Oh, shit.
He's like, cools, niggas. Cools.
What's your diagnosis?
Menthol. I didn't make it. So the guy's like, Action Jackson's like, you got any dealers in this hotel? He's like, nah, man, I run a respectable establishment. He's like, really, nigga? He's like, room 305, nigga. His name is like,
Mr. Quick.
And so he breaks into that room as Mr. Quick is about to give her
fucking Billy.
And it's goddamn Billy from Predator. And he was like, yo, I thought you died. And Billy was like, nah, nigga, I've been doing heroin in the jungle the whole time. He's like, damn. And he proceeds to beat the brakes off Billy, who I believe now is a state congressman.
That's the last I heard.
Which is fucking crazy.
Yo, he has the creepiest ass laugh, yo.
yo. I love that Billy pulls out the knife and Vanity's like, I wouldn't have done that.
Like, that was a bad move, nigga. Like,
he about to fuck you up.
He stabs that motherfucker with the fucking needle of heroin. He laughs that bitch off.
He was like, yeah, go fuck yourself. I'm like, yo, all right.
This is Action Jackson? Yeah. I'm gonna kill your motherfucker.
Yeah. He beats the brakes off Billy's ass. God damn. Yeah, Billy could have been a good 80s villain, like, throughout. Because he's got that fucking face and that laugh, yo. Yeah, and he's a big dude. Like, that's what's... Because that dude is actually very tall. I don't think Carl Weathers is that tall.
But he might be. I mean, if Craig T. Nelson is 6'4", like, he's not that much shorter than him.
Yes.
I don't know.
He's
significantly taller than Vanity.
Yo, I just realized what happened in this scene, yo. I didn't pay attention, really. What? He threw Billy out the window
building across from him. Yo,
that's a wild scenario.
What?
He cleared that bitch.
Yo, that's a crazy stunt.
That's a great stunt.
That's a fucking wild stunt. When I watched it last night, yo, that's a wild stunt.
The fucking legs hanging out like, bow.
I would have done that shit. Like, we want you to jump out this window into the other one.
He was like,
you got to land head first.
What? He was like, no problem. I got this.
Speaking of stunts.
Yo, that's a funny. Yeah, I just did not notice that at first.
No. Speaking of stunts, so they about to jump out the window. Anybody notice anything when they jumped out the window?
Why did you see something, you perv?
You didn't notice that when they hit the car, fucking Vanny transformed to an Asian woman?
wait, what?
Look when they jump out this goddamn window. Watch when they land. Vanity goes from fucking Vanity to goddamn
Yoshi. Yo, that's hilarious. Wow. God damn. Straight Asian.
Yo, they turned up the Cheryl song from Soul Train and shit.
nigga, she's a yo. That's a straight up Asian woman.
I rewinded that bitch. That shit like 5 times.
That's really funny.
In fucking tears, man.
I love bad stunt covering.
I love
like
it.
That's one of my favorite things in movies. Like, you know what? Fuck it. Don't worry about it.
You said Asian woman?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. That's funny. So Action and Vanity are driving away from their cops. The two cops, they're trying to escape. They stole their cop car. He's like, yeah, of course I'm a cop. That's why I'm doing this. And just grab the car. Then they do, which doesn't make any sense. He's like, get off drugs, goddammit. Because I'm trying to fuck. And he's like, I'll give you a rush. And he starts driving fast as fuck down an alley.
It took a little bit of time to get up to speed. I'm like, yeah, you're doing like 45.
He's like, hold on a second.
And
hold on a second.
50. And 60. I'm like, nigga, you just doing the speed limit.
But once they do ramp up the speed, which is ridiculous, at one point he's driving so fast that for some reason the car just takes off into the air and slams down.
Hit a speed bump.
In an alley? In an alley?
Why not?
Sure.
It's Detroit. I don't know how the fucking streets work out there.
They're not made well. Again, the streets are made of ramps.
Yeah. I was like, yo, where did that jump come from?
And so he threatens to basically run her at a moderate speed into a wall. And she's like, all right, I'll stop doing drugs.
Yeah, why the fuck did the car jump?
Yo, it doesn't make any sense. It's no cause for it at all. None.
And then he hits the brakes.
He's like, I need your help.
So the alley is barely bigger than the car.
Right.
But when they get close to the wall to hit it, he hits the brakes and turns. But suddenly the alley is much wider.
Because there was an angular. Was there
a turn?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, we'll be revisiting with and...
Yeah, we'll be visiting like spaces in movies.
But
and,
yeah, that,
and
but,
how they work.
But yeah, that's not how heroin, like, you know, recovery works. Doesn't... I mean, who's counting 10 steps, but...
He just skipped straight to 10.
Yeah, he was like...
I'm going to just run you into this fucking wall and kill both of
I'm
us.
Clean. I'm clean.
I hate heroin now. I hate it. And I love you, Action Jackson. I do. Or Hurricane Smith or whatever. Stupid. Action Jackson. Hurricane Smith, my nigga. Come on, man. So he's like... She's like, look, I'll go to this bar and get this guy who's supposed to work with the plane. And she's like... She goes in there... I thought it was a dude from Harlem Nights who was like, hey, I ain't coming home.
Yeah, I thought that was the same dude.
Yeah, like, yo, I ain't coming home no more.
Put your mother on the phone.
tell him Richie said I ain't coming home no more.
Take it easy.
So she's like, look, you need to come to the spot. You know, the plane wants to see you. And he's like, yeah, he drunk. And he's like, all right, cool. So they go to the same place in Detroit that RoboCop was made. It's the same place they shot his damn hand off of and then drove over that one dude who fell into the vat of chemical waste and just blew up, yeah. Which is disgusting by every so measure. It's
classic, though, man.
It is so classic.
He's like, fuck off of me. He's getting shit.
That black dude was like, fuck that. They were like, yo, it's your buddy. He's like, no it isn't. He dead.
Oh man.
So they go into that factory, and of course, if you with a woman and you're like, all right, where's the person you promised me? And she's like, no, he's up there, and she don't go in front of you, yo, you getting set up, my nigga. You getting set up. Don't let drinks and pussy fuck your whole life up. Don't do that. This dude, of course, he's sweating. He got the drink sweats. It's 900 degrees in the middle of December in Detroit. Action Jackson is silhouetted. He's like, you're not the plane. And then Action Jackson swings down on a chain.
He wasn't even silhouetted.
And he's like, who are you? He's like, yeah, you're Jackson, the local boy who didn't make it good after all. I'm like, one, watch your mouth. I'm not a boy. Toss your ass right off this fucking thing.
Why is motherfucker so sweaty, man?
Yeah, you're like, yo, it's Detroit, nigga. God damn.
Why is it so hot? Carl Weathers has just got dipped in a vat of baby oil. And he was like, yeah, you're not serious. And Carl Weathers was like, do I look like a nigga screwing around?
Fucking choke your ass.
I feel like the only thing, the thing that fucked up Carl Weathers as a superhero.
Yeah.
He should have been able to say nigga in this movie. Like, I feel like that's a part of it. You're like,
I mean,
he should have been able to
who
say
said
it.
He wasn't? They just wasn't in the script.
No, nah, but like I need him to say it.
Like legit.
Like, nigga, do I look like I'm playing? Like, that's what I need him to say.
Like, legit looking at this right now, Caldwell's had I think he's had the unfortunate mistake of being born at the wrong time. A little bit earlier, he would have been a fucking hell of a blaxploitation movie star.
A
little bit later, he would have been like, he'd been fucking Marvel movie right now. Easy.
Oh, yeah dude, yeah. Please. No, he'd have been Black Panther.
Yeah, he's in that wrong or, goddamn
you know
space.
What?
Yeah.
I would take him as Killmonger.
Hell, fuck yeah.
I'd take him as Killmonger. Yeah, that would have been, like, people talk about, like, Wesley Snipes and Denzel. Nah, yo, give me Wesley Snipes and Carl Weathers in this. I think that would have been
with
a
all
good.
That baby old. Is this your king?
Like, hold on. Carl Weathers would have been a good, he would have been a good Killmonger. That's not bad. Because he is overly jacked. He is just insanely big. He hears Vanity screaming. He runs down. And the all-black ninja tribe, they show up.
Fucking Duran Duran and shit.
Nigga, look at this dude, yo. This guy's a villain,
like,
yo.
Is that a fucking wig? Like, when I saw it, I'm like, is that a wig?
You know, he looked like fucking Bobby Valentine. Was Bobby Valentine? The wrestler.
The wrestler Bobby Valentine? Yes.
I thought he was one of the Rockers.
The Rockers,
yeah. Dude, that dude too, fucking
wasn't that HBK and who else?
It was Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Marty Jannetty was original. Was he an original rocker? I'm not sure.
I don't know if he was, but I remember Martin Jannetty.
Fucking Shawn Michaels put his ass through that goddamn plate glass. Like.
Yeah.
Yo, that's that dude's real hair. Like, nah, you ain't getting a wig for that. These dudes roll up in a helicopter. The black dude, he's got a machine gun. He's like, you think you slick? He showed up. And he's like, damn, this nigga's still alive? What the fuck? And so they're at the Haley plant, which is a place that they're supposed to be making cars. Yet, it looks like it's abandoned.
Yeah.
Like, there's nobody else there on a Saturday. Nobody else. Nobody putting in overtime. Nothing.
They're minimalists.
And so for some reason...
Yeah.
Yo, it's the same haircut, yo.
Yeah.
Bobby Valentine. God damn.
Okay, yeah, the Rockers were. There was Marty Jannetty, Shawn Michaels.
Marty Jannetty. God damn. So for some reason, Craig T. Nelson shows up and he's like, finally, I get to see Sergeant Jackson without his shirt on.
Yo.
Rip that shirt off and chain this nigga up.
Now that definitely has some fucking slave connotations.
Yeah,
I was like, yo, wait, again, he's sweaty as shit. Like, did they beat him for like three, four hours to get the sweat up?
No, they were just like, they were like, look, first off, we're gonna drown your ass in Vaseline, then we're gonna light your ass on fire. This dude is just—he's insanely jacked, and they were just like, all right. We're going to have you no shirt on, tight-ass jeans for no goddamn reason. And all these is like white dudes are standing around, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to take over the AWA, and then I'm going to be the kingmaker, and then I'm going to choose the president. I'm like, yo, that's your whole-ass plan?
Like, sound like that literally sounds like a fucking wrestling plot.
Yeah.
Like AWA.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking this shit.
American Wrestling. American Wrestling Association, yeah. Fucking Vince McMahon. Talking about taking down the first black champion. Like, this is some goddamn racist shit.
Yeah, he has wrists chained up and shit. I was like, damn, like Roots.
Yeah, like, I don't like the slave connotations.
Especially once he breaks free, it's like, yo, he running with the chains on his wrist. Like, goddamn.
No shit, it's Luke Cage. By the way, he could have been a good Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
He'd have been, you know what? He'd have been a much better
Luke rolling Cage up on fucking Dr. Doom and shit. Like, where's my money, honey?
You owe me $200. Yeah, I actually, that would have been a pretty good, Luke Cage. Yeah, now that I'm looking at, like, yeah, like, this movie, if you just change the name to Luke Cage, I'd be like, that's fine.
Yeah, right, yeah.
He just don't have him use a gun at all, which I don't think he does up until, like, this last scene.
Yeah, again, another, like, gun that's got, like, a 50 caliber bullet in it.
it's theirs. It's the, remember, he gets it from these guys. So they're like, all right, we're going to just... For some reason, we're just going to light you on fire because, like, we're really into that.
Wait, no, the plan to set him up is funny as shit, too.
Yeah, he's like, we got this other black guy.
We got this nigga because y'all all look alike.
He has a red Henley, too.
A red Henley. But it was funny.
That's all it takes. Like, nigga, this fucking Wesley Snipes looking nigga don't look nothing like Carl Weathers.
But he even
it don't matter from afar.
But he even says... to most of my guests,
right.
You all look alike anyway.
I was like, yo. At
least he was like, you gotta die.
Yeah, he was he was super honest about the actual racism of his compatriots.
I did appreciate that part, though.
I mean, for a movie solidly in the 80s and very much like racism in the 80s action movies is a big part. They didn't get to the racism until close to the end. And he just like, he was like, all right, I'm gonna just point the shit out at the end. So then the guys are like, all right, we're gonna light you on fire. And so they go to light him on fire, and just before they did,
yeah, from Die Hard, this isn't like lights the blowtorch or whatever.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, we're gonna have, you know, this shit is gonna be painful. And then all of a sudden you hear, hey everybody,
I'm
Mr. Red. Hello, I'm Mr. Red. And just jumps down and then just shoots a guy in the face with a paint sprayer.
Yeah. And this is when I'm like, yo, did I just miss something?
Yeah, for some reason, that guy was like, oh, you knocked me out at the club, but I kind of liked you.
I respect you.
Yeah.
And I knew exactly. So who called him?
Who knows? That line is.
Like, did I miss something?
No.
As to why he was even there?
No.
And why he waited until he was about to set him on fire to jump from the rafters like Sting. Because what the fuck is going on? I was so confused. I'm like, yo, I know I'm tired.
And another
again. But I feel like I missed something.
Another 80 staple. Open circuits.
Yeah, he just kicked him into a fucking...
Yeah, it's like Lost Boys.
And you get electrocuted.
And then you get set on fire instantly. Because that's how electricity works.
Yep. And then another guy gets lit on fire by the blowtorch. Which apparently they use that blowtorch to make cars? Okay.
Sure, to weld them.
That's not how welding works, but okay.
You gotta weld the engine block in the door.
Oh, in the door. Yeah, you're right.
The heat.
How did he turn it into a flamethrower?
I don't know.
Like, what?
He was just like, click the button. Yeah, the flamethrower button.
It's like either a blowtorch, a welder, or a flamethrower.
Yeah. All three. That's how they roll in Detroit.
Okay.
You want a saute, grill,
and here's the other thing.
Well, there's a food reference in
the
second.
He set the chains on fire to get them free. Yeah. That's going to set the whole chain on fire. I mean, that's going to heat the whole chain up. It's going to fuck your goddamn
tension up.
All the way up. Nah, he was just like, that's good enough. Like, boom. Like, bah, just broke out of there. Which, yeah, again, I feel like people don't know what physics is or how properties of anything work.
Chill out.
And then burn.
Yeah, then set them on fire. Yeah, your puns are all off.
It's snappy, baby.
Yeah, it should have been like, you know, fire in the hole or like, hope you're not too fired up about this or like, I don't know, not chill out. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Well, that's not the worst of it. We're about to get a classic one here.
Yeah, so then this the guy with the fire gun or grenade launcher, he turns to shoot Jackson, and Mr. Ed hits him from the other side and punches his fucking lights out. The guy gets up. Jackson's got the grenade launcher, and he's like, barbecue? How do you like your ribs? Boom! Yo, he didn't even light this dude on fire. He just exploded.
Yeah, he blew up.
And then the very next transition scene was them like cooking ribs.
Which I'm like, okay.
I respect that.
How you like your ribs?
He blew up. The same weapon was used to blow a nigga out a window in the beginning of the movie.
Which set him on fire.
So they have different levels of explosives.
That is correct.
All right.
Yeah, I love the hard cut when he showed his eyes like, oh shit. It was a mannequin.
Then we cut to the party where we see fake Jericho Jackson try to assassinate another member of AWA. He shoots that guy, but there's a commotion, and
Hey, LeVert out here wowing.
yo, he pulled down like lights and flew over to him, and that guy got electrocuted and then knocked into what I assume are two giant spikes on a fence or something.
Yes,
killing him.
Who knows?
Yeah, it was like the hand that rocks the cradle or some shit.
give the death grab.
He was like, help me. He was like, no. He's like, damn, you got me. And which one of the things is clearly under his arm, which is just hilarious. One of DuPlain's guys, butterfly knife guy, pulls out a butterfly knife and just straight hits
randomly somebody.
No, he killed
the guy from the factory.
Oh, okay.
That that we thought was the guy from Harlem Nights. The Asian dude who's a henchman and everything apparently can't beat a guy who could have easily been Roman J. Israel.
Yo, when he did the soft shoe shuffle.
Again.
What is happening?
Why are you washing his feet? Punch him in the goddamn face.
Right. And the guy's like, wow. And then he punched this guy. And then, of course, somebody shot him in the chest.
Hey, Action, I was over here fighting the Oriental.
Oh my God! Yeah, and it was so funny.
Leave it, nigga.
Well, because he was like, "Yo, the cop who was Jackson's old partner shot the guy." And he was like, "Hey, aren't you Kid Sable? How would you know, yo?"
Like, yeah, from the back.
Like,
you better believe it.
Like, okay, I guess.
And why sure. did why did drag the kid along?
For what reason?
Yeah, because it's protege.
And all of a sudden, right.
And then, like, Mr. Ed is like, oh, don't worry about it. And then he grabbed him and, let me show you something. Crime doesn't pay.
Right. He's like, I hope this thing will let you know that crime doesn't pay.
And that kid was like,
he's like, you right.
Yeah, message received, big man. And then his partner.
Beginning of the movie.
Yeah, exactly. I got arrested. And his ex-partner stops him and she's like, Jackson, as Vanny's yelling out the window. His ex-partner's like, fuck it.
He's a gun.
Thanks.
And here's what all.
So Action Jackson's like, I could run to the house, but you know what? I think I'll take the car that is just sitting here, and I'm going to drive it, this fake-ass Ferrari. I'm going to drive it into the house where Cartier, his man butler, is, and he just drives the car directly into the house, turns a corner, hits that guy with his car, killing him. Yeah. And he says, you lose. And that guy is fucked up. Then he decides, go ahead, Terrence. Tell us why this is not possible, you fucking killjoy.
Here's the thing. Before you continue. All right, look at the staircase, right? Just pay attention to the staircase when he first gets into the house. There's a set of steps right here. Mm-hmm. And then there's a 90-degree turn. And then you go up another set of steps. How'd the car turn? Yeah. The car went straight up and then jumped another ramp because everything is made of ramps in the movie.
That took me
and
out.
Then it just went into a fucking hallway upstairs. I'm like,
no, we got to the top of the steps. You see the jump. Like, why?
Yo, why did the car jump in the house? Yo, this movie is ridiculous.
Maybe put that bush on two wheels to get like that. Sure.
Nigga, this scene is fucking bonkers.
It doesn't make sense.
And then he gets
like logically.
Yeah, look how big that hallway is, yo.
But my question is, he gets into the bedroom.
Look at the. Yo. He first goes up the steps. Yo. he only goes up one set of steps.
That's all he needs.
Yo, Mike Lowry in Miami had less room on a freeway than he got.
That's how you drive, Action. That's how you drive.
Backhanded her.
Oh, man. Yes, that's rude. So just as they're getting ready to have a gunfight with Vanity standing right there.
Oh wait, I missed the part where he's actually driving the car and saying the motto for the
hotter. I was like, shut up.
So Craig T. Nelson is like, I'm gonna put this gun down. He's like, everything's fine. Come on, black man, let's fight. Look, if you are Action Jackson and you know you can whoop 90% of niggas you come in contact with ass, and you see Craig T. Nelson, who is a businessman, and he putting his gun down talking about, let's have a fist fight.
I'm shooting
you. Nah, yeah. This nigga can fight for real.
Like, you know some shit.
I'm already tired and I'm irritated. Fuck that. Boom.
Yeah.
It's like that fucking down. Kevin Hart joke. That nigga knows some shit. He start moving his legs and shit. Like, nah.
You gotta go, yo. I'm not buying it. Like, and like, he start doing like a karate stance. I'm like boom. Die hard.
Fucking Indiana Jones, nigga. Like, yeah.
Boom. I ain't gonna
karate this. Pow. But what was his plan too with Vanity? He's like, just gonna shoot her up.
He was gonna make her OD.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Why? You got a gun. You already shot Sharon and shit.
He's like, yeah,
because she's the only other person that knows that it wasn't Action Jackson that killed the other dude.
Yeah,
I don't fucking know.
Can I just say that, like, while the spin kicks are utterly ridiculous, I do have to respect doing a jumping back kick and then kicking a dude across the hood of a car. Like, he kicked the shit out of him in that scene. Curt T. Nelson was like,
"That was my shit."
He was like, "Bitch, I was in coach, nigga." Bow.
That's my shirt. He kick his fucking head through the damn windshield, like boom.
Yeah, that's a level of disrespect. Look at that, bam, made that nigga out on the hood of that car. That shit was awesome. And yeah, and then he was just like, "Oh, how you feeling? Oh, I'm not doing too good there, Craig." And he's like, "Fuck your head, nigga. Get out of here." And then hit him with a couple of fucking decisive elbows. And then Jackson, of course, he hits his power-up move. He was like, "Now I'm pissed off." I'm like, "Damn, it took that long?"
Yeah, you just kicked your head through a goddamn window, nigga. Yeah,
like, he found that shit equally as disrespectful. And then he proceeded to just, you know, go Dudley from fucking Street Fighter on this dude. This dude with like a 40-hit combo. I just like that Craig T. Nelson's in like a shark suit.
Yeah, it's a shark, man. That's some fire shit.
And he shot Craig T. Nelson point blank in the chest. His whole shit was like boom. Right,
with a pistol. Like, what kind of bullets do y'all niggas use? Well, hollow points a thing at that time?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Not in a 38 special.
God damn.
He's like, "I'm surprised he missed." He's like, "He didn't."
I can appreciate that.
He's like, I got shot. I got hit.
Yeah.
And he's like, "I want this dead piece of shit car builder." And he's like, "Oh, sorry." And so he's like, "I want a full report that this is Bill Duke." He's like, "I want a full report on my desk in the morning." He's like, "Yeah, in the morning."
He's like, "Morning." I don't know why that shit made me laugh my ass off, yo.
No,
I mean, morning. It's like, nigga, what? I just got shot. I need another date.
Oh, man.
Then she's like, "You said you wouldn't team up with a junkie. What about next junkie?" He's like, "Oh, you quit?" Yeah, just 45 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Cold turkey? Well, heroin?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Right. Like I said,
she lying.
10 steps, but who's counting?
Yeah, it was that fast driving and then I'm almost getting shot in the head.
Yeah, she saw that nigga without a shirt on. She was like, "Check, I'm done with this." Yeah.
He turned her out.
He did, according to the Pointer Sisters, who I like. I'm a big fan. That's credits.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. Damn.
That last sequence.
That was a hell of a ride.
I ain't never seen a nigga fucking ride up a goddamn set of steps with a car. One set of steps that happened. You know what? The logic be damned. Whatever.
Oh, man. That final jump.
Well, I feel like you haven't seen Fast 9, so I think I'd hold my breath on that one if I were you.
Oh, man.
All right. Any parting words for Action Jackson, the 1988 classic?
I forgot how fun that one was, yo. That was, Jesus.
It's a good movie.
Yeah,
it's
nuts.
Yeah, if you have never seen it, please go watch that shit, man. And treat yourself.
All right, that's it for us, guys. We will see you guys next month in March for another episode of No Time to Bleed.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Peace.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.